Come in Jesus' name, and Lord, those mercies endure forever. And Lord, thank you. Thank you how you've brought us. Lord, you brought us to know in Jesus' name when we go boldly to the throne of grace, it's mercy. Lord, you're just pouring it forth. Let us enjoy it. It's got all the riches of glory, Lord, for us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us not to hesitate. Help us not to delay. Help us not to even think. God, we don't have time to think. We've got to pray. And Lord, to pray believing and pray, hallelujah, in accordance with your will, that you're for us. And if you be for me, Lord, who could be against me? Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We know this. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. That we're called, we're chosen, we're justified, we're sanctified, and we have been glorified together with you. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. Lord, your assurances and your promises are yea and amen. Now, Lord, by your Spirit, help us today, Lord. Help us to go on in, Lord, and occupy. Lord, and stand. Lord, and enjoy. And, Lord, and bring thanksgiving to God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 29. And I thank God how he deals with us. And brothers and sisters, I pray that we're becoming aware that it's moment by moment, that everything that God brings to our life, there's no accidents. It wasn't a coincidence. That our lives are the before ordained works of God, and they're good works, and they're works, praise the Lord, that we walk in, and that God assures us that we walk in, and he loves us like that, and he's behind us, and you hear that voice. He tells you when to turn to the left and turn to the right, and we trust him. And sure, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but he's got it all. And he's got this perfection for us, and he's promised us. He said, I will perfect that which concerns you. I thank God for that. I'll complete it. I'll take care of it. Cast your care upon me, for I care for you. And I believe, God, that he's truthful in that. He's not just saying words like man does. He says words only like God does. They're true. They're real. Believe me, honey. And he's shown us fully by giving us freely his son. So I thank the Lord that we know this. But what the Lord's getting at to us today is how he does speak to us. Oftentimes we see things or hear things that person or that, you know, whatever it was, had no real intention of giving something to us that was spiritually encouraging. But yet God revealed something in it that, oh man, how did it speak truth to you? It just was so incredible, filled with such encouragement and enlightenment. Just as if, you know, that little story that God gave me about a guide for me in Italy and understanding that had no bearing in a sense naturally that you would look at it on the surface for something spiritual for me. But I thank God it touched me as deep spiritually as anything could touch me. I know he's got it. I know it's perfect. I know he's going to show me exactly what he's told me. Exactly what he's caused me to see and to know and to hear and to read about. And to know without a doubt I'm going there. And I'm going there. And praise God he's taken me there. Now I don't know how to go there. But my guide does. Praise the Lord. See, and I thank the Lord again. Let's go back to precious Rebecca. When she said, I will go, she didn't say, I will go and how are we going to get there? She didn't say, how are we going to go and which way are we going to take? No, I'll go and I'm going to sit here and you're going to take me. And I thank the Lord. And that's how it works and that's how God does this. And this is what the Lord has for us is these things that can be so rich in truth that really they didn't necessarily mean to. And recently, you know, I glance at little news headlines. I think sometimes the Lord has me to do that. I don't listen to it much at all anymore. And I thank God for that. And you probably need to turn that off. It'd make you a lot more happy person no matter what you're listening to. You need to listen to this. You can be aware of that, but once you get aware of it, look up because you know your redemption draweth nigh. And that's it. You get entangled in these things and we get back into the conspiracies and this and that. Then you're trying to shape your life of the world. And you don't want to do that. We know this world is sick. It's got a sick spell on it. It's got a devil that's been cast out here. He's the prince and the power of this earth, of this air, of this time, all right? But there's a purpose in that, and it's divine, and that divine purpose is you. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And thank God that we have the perfect adversary, this devil, this enemy, but he has no power but from our God. So I thank the Lord that it's already set, it's already done, it's already won. The victory is mine, and praise be to God, that's the faith I need just to walk through it. And that's the truth. There's your guide once again. But see, we're not just going and seeing entertaining stuff. We're going, praise God, into dungeons. We're going into lion's den. We're going into fiery furnaces. But the thing that's real exciting about that, you would be toast in any of those things. But he has you going in there, and it's going to be the greatest victory, the greatest thrill that you've ever seen. And the beauty is you're going to know it once you get out. But the real overcomer, they get it when they go in. It doesn't seem joyous for the moment, but we're not looking at the moment, and that's what we're going to get to today. You're looking long term. So what I was hearing, what I picked up real quick, was this man. He's a very famous business person. And he said, here's the three principles of getting wealthy. And he went boom, boom, boom. And I saw him out there and all, and the Lord just struck my heart. And I said, well, wait a second. Those aren't from you. Those are from God. Those principles aren't new. There's nothing new under the sun. And God said those things, but God wasn't talking about a temporal life of riches. Those three things apply to the exceeding riches of eternity. And yes, this is your Mother's Day message today. We're beginning on each of these three things, and this is the first one we're going to talk today about. That man said, you got to think long term. Well, right here in Jeremiah 29, this is our long term. And it's in verse 11. And here's the long term for us. And God tells us this. And here he is speaking to you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. We've been here many times. You've heard this verse many, many times. It's a sweet verse. It's encouraging. You know, you see it on graduation cards, all of that, and that's a good thing. But that end is a things hoped for thing, all right? Now, I love that we know that the hope that we have is the hope of his calling. Isn't that glorious? So see, I understand that I can abound in hope, but it's really not originally my hope anyways. It's his hope. It's the hope of his calling. Isn't that glorious? And we know what calling that is. I thank the Lord. I think both the prayers today, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that wonderful hope that we have. And I thank the Lord that we know with God, a hope with God is not the hope of man. A hope of man is if, it might not. With God, the hope is, it's just when. It's just when. Praise the Lord. That's the wonderful abounding in hope. Praise God. Abounding in hope is, I'm not just hoping, first of all, I'm not hoping just to get to heaven. I'm already there. Because the word of God tells me I'm already seated in the heavens in Christ. Amen. So that's done. And we thank the Lord that's done. For every Christian, we're already there. It's the word of God. Know your word. You'll be a real happy person. So you're there. You know that your citizenship isn't here. It's there. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God that we're not just there. We're seated together with who? With Jesus Christ. Where? In the throne, right at the right hand of God, with him. We're seated together with him. Thank the Lord. We've examined that, talked about it. I mean, when you're talking about seated together with him, I mean, you're tight. It didn't say you're seated around him or over there. You're seated together with him. That means right in that chair, in that place with him. And I thank the Lord that just transfers right on over, for we're talking about the bridal company. Amen. When he's talking about the midst of the throne of glory, he's not talking about standing out there waving palms. He don't want you doing that. He's giving you a crown message. That's what you're hearing today. And he wants you to be and to take that place right together with him in the midst, the center, praise God, the ruling and reigning place of Jesus Christ, the authority that will be handed over to him from the Father when he is given that authority as God. It is incredible. And we sit here and we say, thank you, Jesus. I know he gives us this capacity because of the Spirit, but I also know that it is the Spirit, praise God, that constrains us, because it has to, or we would come apart. So I get that. Sometimes I feel like I am, but I'm going to get a body like his pretty soon anyways. But we thank God for this, don't we? So this principle of thinking long term is right here in what we just read. This is our long term, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an unexpected end. And that's his end. That's his finale. That's his completion. That's his finishing. Praise God, the author and finisher of our life. Now, when we live instead of long term, if we live short term and we're living event by event, you're going to be high, you're going to be low. You're going to be high, you're going to be low. All of us know that, amen? Because we have been there. But when you're living long term, you're living as a conqueror and you're living as a champion, praise God, you're living my expected end. And what is the conclusion of the expected end? I won. Do you think that the Lord's expected end is anything but I finished it? I won it for you. That's why I thank the Lord so sweetly, always. He tells us that we have it. Isn't that glorious? Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. The Lord never carrots us. He gives it to you. He'll never bait you. He assures you. He'll never lead you on. He's given it all to you. And that's why I love him so much. That's why he tells us you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Honey, I've given it all to you. You have it. You've got the armor. You've got me. You got me. This is the God, praise the Lord, that he can't help it. He blushes. You bat an eye at him and he just can't handle it. And he tells you this in the Word of God. If you really would know the Word of God for you, these aren't just goofy stories. This is the revelation of the heart of Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, for you. And it is. Lord, awaken my heart. Let me love the lover of my soul. Let me appreciate him. Let me be moved by that. Yes, moved in mercy, but not curled up and saying, oh, I'm not worthy. Stop that. You're your own idol. And that's the truth. Don't let that be your idol of, I'm not worthy. Get over yourself. Thank the Lord. He took it all away. All the guilt, all the shame, all everything. He took up on him. Oh, I thank him for it. Now, brothers and sisters, here is what God is doing. See, we're thinking with his mind, you're thinking long term. That's all you think of. You think it's done. I've won. Praise God. I know what I have, and he will take care of all of those events that he's arranging in our life. He will lead us, praise God, perfectly to the place I won. It's the truth, because the victory has already been given to you. Amen. It is finished. I thank the Lord. Yes, I thank God. We know we're running that race. We're running, praise God, to win Christ, all of those things. I praise the Lord for it. But I'm going to ask you this. If he foreknew and he predestinated and he called and he chose and he justified and he sanctified and he glorified you, what else is there? Just live in the manifestation of what he's already done. Praise God. And I thank God because it's the same life that he cares for of his own son, because it's the same life of the son that lives in you. It's the same life. And it's the same faith, because we live by the faith of the Son of God. We live by the faith of Jesus. And I thank the Lord that it isn't something, another faith. It's not another life. I've got his life. I've got his faith. I've even got the very power of his might that is for me, the power that rose him from the dead. Hallelujah. All of that. We have that full assurance of backing. And praise the Lord, I do believe that the Father knows the beginning from the end, whether it was for the purpose of the life of his Son on this planet to be offered upon that cross and everything in between. I believe he knows our life and our calling and our purpose just the same. I believe he is a God that knows it all. I believe he is a God that is invested in us, his sons, just as much as he is his only begotten. And he is, because it's the same life. And he is not a respecter of person. Do you get this? I don't know. I don't know. I'm getting it. I'm beginning to really see this. To see his love and this assurance. And this absolute assurance of faith and joy that, Lord, I am this lily that can't do a thing. I am this lump of clay, a new lump, that, Lord, your hands are all over. And I am your workmanship. And I believe it, Jesus. I believe it. You've caused me to come to a point of mercy. Lord, you will and do of your good pleasure. Everything in between, every event, brothers and sisters, it's leading to one place. Praise God. What he's already assured you, I win. Amen. Know that. Now, come on. Are we a company of saints of Romans 4:17? Huh? I hope we are. You know what Romans 4:17 tells you? Well, let me tell you something. It tells you, call those things which be not. Call those things which be not. Call those things which be not as though they were. I don't know about you, but I live a life of a lot of be nots. Every day, I go through be not after be not. But I thank the Lord. I call it as though they are. See, I know God's in that for me. I do. I know God is fully in that for me. I know, praise the Lord, that he is fully purposed for me. And I know, again, if he be for me, who could be against me? I know that he's going to perform the good work which he's begun in me. These are all things that he's promised to us, brothers and sisters. And I thank God that we can have that full assurance of faith and believe him. Just the same faith of Jesus Christ, believing that the Father would raise him up after those 3 days. Amen. He's going to raise me up. There was no doubt. Not at all. Praise God. And he told him, I must go, I must this, I must that. Because it's the Father's will. It's the word of God. It's going to be. And I thank the Lord, our precious Savior, as man, showing us and revealing to us. Not that I'm trying to do what Jesus would do. Uh-uh. He gave me something better. He gave me his life. Yes, he did. And he gave me his faith. And then, thank the Lord, he gives me his mind, this right here. And I grow up in it. And the beautiful thing that I really am seeing, greater things than I did, ye shall do. See, he couldn't fail. I sure can. But I got his same life. Now, I don't want you to think he doesn't know about failure and all those different things. Because he entered in those 3 nights and days. And he took it all. He knows exactly what it is. He knows all the guilt. He knows all the shame. And he knows things, praise God, that we'll never know. Because he took them for us. But he knows our frailty. He knows we're but dust. Greater things, honey. Watch me do it. How could he know greater things? You think he was relying on us? Oh, no. His grace. His grace is greater. Do you approach life that way? No matter what you're facing? Man, this sin's abounding. Temptations, oh my goodness, the wolves are at the door. But his grace is greater. Huh? Oh, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. See, this wonderful calling those be nots as though they were, that's seeing through the moment. That's seeing through the circumstances. That's knowing that God will perfect the outcome for you. This is the word of God. This is the vision that we can have that truly sees the end of things. It sees the victory on the other side. Every trial, brothers and sisters, we know the way of escape has already been made. This is the God that said, I will deliver you out of all your trouble. All your trouble, not some, not self-induced trouble, not self-induced trouble, but all your trouble. That's the beauty of the Lord. He's a deliverer, period. Now, I really believe that there was such a place that precious Paul came to. Turn on over to 2 Corinthians. And here's where he really saw and had this beautiful vision of this long term, the fulfillment of it, the completion of it. And right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, let's begin reading as Paul says here, oh my, I've heard, but now mine eyes see. From verse 1 it says, it's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ. He's speaking of himself. I'll give that one out before we get there in a couple verses. But it's important you know it at verse 2. As you go back and read that the thousandth time and just rejoice in it. And understand this is you. Because what was given to Paul was for us. For us. Now, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. And what does he say here? Of such a one will I glory. The Lord gave him a revelation. In a sense, somewhat of a translation of seeing the long-term, full glory man of God. He saw, praise the Lord, the perfection of what the Lord had ministered to his life of the glory man that God said, you will be. Now, I thank God because at this moment, what started to happen in Paul's life, and I know it, because these are the things, as he said, we're going to experience those same things. We're going to go the same way if we're going the way of the crown. When you start to understand and see and have that vision of truly that full glory man that ye shall be, that one, that spouse that will rule and reign jointly together with him, it's not some far off of a nowhere. It's now. And I thank God, I know what I'm going to be doing in heaven. I know my place in heaven. Oh, yes, I do. I am that bold in the grace of God. I know that he has called me. I know he's called you. Because you wouldn't be hearing this if it wasn't for you. And that's how God works. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Well, I thank the Lord. You're sitting in a church today that is hearing the message to the Church of Philadelphia. Okay. Well, that place for Philadelphia is a very, very specific place. It's a place so sweetly assigned and given freely, like all the other places. But it's a place, praise God, as we've started today, of another spirit. It's a Caleb spirit. It's a Caleb-believing spirit that, you know what? God said this is ours. It looks like it's too good to be true, but it's mine. And why are you idiots thinking that it's not when God said it is? And I don't want to be part of the idiot crowd. I really don't. And I will say it that way. It's disparaging. It is. It's a disgrace as a Christian, truly, to not take what God has given. Amen. And I understand that. Amen. With what God has given us, saints. Don't we want to honor him fully? Yes. I mean, that's why we come to church. That's why we hear the word of God and believe the word of God and pray. We're thankful. There is a shred of thankfulness. But man, with what he's pouring out, how about just letting it all open up? And see, this is what Paul began to see with that. Then Romans 8:28 really became alive. Yes, he will work all things together for my good. I mean, perfectly for my good. I am the called according to his purpose. I thank God for that majesty of grace, the incredible amount of mercy that has been upon my life. That's the message that he was given for us. God's not a respecter of person. We have that same mercy. We have that same grace. We have been given the same glory. And I thank God. See, this is when those things open up. This is when things open up like in Romans 8:18. The glory that shall be revealed in me. Let that soak in for a second. This is all about the manifestation of the sons of God, the mature sons. Those that have won, those that will stand before him. Praise be to God that he said, I will make known to all that I love you. This is all spoken in a sense that it's done. The glory that shall be revealed. That's done. It didn't say the glory that might be revealed. See, you can stand in faith in that company. I don't have to be of the if and maybe and the might, because I'm going to tell you about the if and the maybe and the might. They're not in that company. The if and the maybe and the might is in the innumerable multitude that stands before the throne, that sat and wondered about it, that heard the promise, that heard these incredible things, that said, man, they're so good. I know it's over there, but giants in the land, whatever it is. And I'll tell you an indicator of that kind of a saint. They complain. They murmur. God help us. You know what? That's a time to listen to yourself. Because that's a good indicator. I need to knock that off. Where am I? What am I doing? Brothers and sisters, I can preach of that because I know it. All of us do. We're all called to it. Yes, we are. You're hearing this. You're chosen for it. But now go for it. Amen? Oh, yeah. So this is what this is all about. That's what the long term is. That there will also be a performing of the things which we have heard. Isn't that something? There'll be a performing of what God spoke to you. See, people can hear the word of God. But are you part of them that there will be a performing in me of what I've heard? See, that's the difference. Amen. Amen. See, you can hear it, but do you believe it's yours that is going to be performed in your life? Or is it something that you just read about and, well, I hope I get there? Uh-uh. No. This is the one thing to be assured about. This is the long-term, absolute, sold out, I'm assured of this. Okay, we're almost there. Now, this is the long term that when I see him, I'll be like him. This is the long term, praise God, that we will be finished to the measure and the stature and the fullness of him. This is the long term that he will finish me, praise God, and ready me that he is going to present me to himself as his lovely bride. Okay, now, this is the long term that when I appear in his expected end for me, that the word that he sent, it's prospering and accomplishing in this thing, praise God, that he's going to make known to all that he's loved me. Now, isn't that glorious? That's yours. That's this word that's yours, that's assured. I thank the Lord. You want to be successful as a Christian? I mean, the richest? Long term. It's got to be long term. As thou hast believed, praise God, we know, so be it done unto you. As thou hast hoped, praise God, it's the high calling message. A performing of those things, they're going to happen. Expect it, praise God. And if we're planning for that and we're living for that, and God's given us the faith for that long-term goal, then I'll tell you what, just keep holding fast the crown that he's given you. You get it. You just hold fast the crown. And the beautiful thing about holding, that's all he's asked. That's all he's asked. Hold fast which thou hast, which you have, that no man take thy crown. And I will perfect, I will perform, I will complete all of the events, all the events in between. I'll take care of that. You just keep the long-term goal. Do you believe that? I pray you do, because that's how you win. The lily can't toil. The lily cannot array itself. Solomon couldn't be like that lily. That clay cannot do a thing. It can't. It's all subject to the potter's hands. And we are his workmanship. Trust him. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, I so thank you with my brethren today that, again, you're a God of this incredible mercy and grace, such intimacy to our hearts and souls, that this is, again, what you have for us, that you want to have us enjoying with you in fully. And you've won it for us. You've prepared it all, God. You've made everything for us to have it. And Lord, you've given us your life. You've given us your faith. You've given us your joy, your peace, your rest. You have not withheld anything. Father, thank you. As you said that you did not spare your own son, how shall you not freely give us all things? And you have, Father. And thank you, Lord, that you've given us the Holy Ghost, this wonderful guide, this wonderful, wonderful spirit of truth that has opened all these things up. And Lord, we're trusting that leading. We're trusting that wonderful comforter to comfort our hearts. And Lord, help us to fight that good fight of faith and to comfort our hearts, Lord God. We're in this weakened flesh. Lord, we understand the two natures. Lord, you made it very clear. It's very powerful. It's very needful. This is how your faith works. But I thank God we are the new man. We are brand new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. Now, Lord, I thank you for that. Let us just be a company, Lord God, of warriors, of fighters. God, that we do, Lord, just fully go after you. That we have a singleness of heart. That we pursue you. That, God, you put this panting in our hearts, Lord Jesus. That you give us your desire, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to stay in the stuff and not to be moved. And we give you the praise. We thank you for our godly moms today. We thank you all for our Mother Grace. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.